Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I am so glad that you can be with us today. As parents, grandparents, teachers, coaches, and friends, we spend a lot of time helping our young people prepare for a new school year. We think about backpacks, school supplies, schedules, sports physicals, and college move-in days. What many families may not think about is a disease that is rare but can change a life in just a matter of hours. Meningococcal disease, often referred to as meningitis, can move incredibly fast, and even with treatment, it can be fatal, and for many survivors, life will never be the same again. Joining me today is Dr. Michael Milobsky, a practicing pediatrician and founder of Pediatrics at the Meadows in Castle Rock, Colorado. And also joining us is Jamie Shanbaum, a meningococcal disease survivor whose life changed dramatically after contracting meningococcal disease while attending college in Texas. Alongside Jamie is her mother, Patsy Shanbaum, who has become a passionate advocate for helping parents understand the importance of learning about meningococcal disease and having informed conversations about their healthcare providers. Our goal today isn't to create fear, but it's to create awareness. And we want families to have information that they can take with them as they prepare for another school year. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Dr. Michael Milobsky, Jamie Shanbaum, and Patsy Shanbaum.
Great, thanks. Great to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Glad to have you all here on the show. And Dr. Milobsky, let's start with you. Let's begin with some of the basics. When people hear the word meningitis, they may not really understand what it is. What exactly is meningococcal disease?
So meningococcal disease, which is also known as bacterial meningitis, is an uncommon but serious illness that can cause permanent complications or even death, sometimes within 24 hours. So 1 in 10 people who contract meningitis will die. And among survivors, 1 in 5 will suffer long-term consequences, including hearing loss, brain damage, and limb amputations. And even though anyone can get meningococcal disease, this is particularly relevant for parents to know before sending their teens off to college, given that among teens and young adults, 16 to 23-year-olds have the highest rates of the disease. So even if your teen or young adult is healthy, certain everyday behaviors that are common, you know, in college, like kissing or sharing food, sharing utensils, sharing drinks, coughing or living in close quarters like dormitories or even military housing or shared apartments, can spread the bacteria that cause meningitis. That's why it's so important parents have this conversation with their teen doctor about bacterial meningitis risks and vaccination.
Jamie, I would like to bring you into the conversation and take us back to when you were just 20 years old in college. What started as an ordinary day suddenly became anything but ordinary. What happened, Jamie?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I'm a meningococcal survivor, and I didn't know anything about this disease and had to learn the hardest way possible about what it was. But yeah, I was, you know, living my life. That's what we did in college. You know, we're just like first time without our parents. We're barely thinking about how we should be better taking care of ourselves. And yeah, we're going out, we're making friends, we're studying hard, we're also trying to pass. And for me, I couldn't even enjoy a full semester without contracting this disease. I was fine one day, and the next morning, I was fighting for my life and had a very small chance of survival. My first onset symptoms were very flu-like, and then within 10 hours, it progressed quite rapidly. I was incapable of walking because my limbs were in so much pain. I was also very cold and shivering down my bones. And I was like, okay, this is a little different. And I was definitely right, because when I admitted myself into the hospital, there was a commotion around me and they put me in a semi-medicated coma right then and there. And I would wake up from time to time and see my limbs turn and change completely from red rash to purple to black to necrotic tissue. And I actually didn't get my limbs amputated for a couple months. So I had to be like that for a while. And I didn't leave the hospital for 7 months. And when I left, yes, I was an amputee. I had all my fingers and both my legs below the knees amputated in order to survive. So it was a life-changing experience. I think that's what they use that word for. But the greatest part that come from this is that I have a new purpose, because I sat there and wondered, are there other people out there in this world who do not know about meningococcal disease and what can be done to help prevent this? Because if I knew, I would have been proactive, because no one should go through what I did. It was a nightmare experience, and I'm just so grateful to be sharing it with you guys. So thank you for, you know, sharing with your audience. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. And Jamie, as a 20-year-old, how did you even begin processing something like having the amputation done?
Yeah, it's definitely not like, what kind of coffee do you want today sort of conversation. Having that conversation of realizing that I'm going to have my limbs amputated it's definitely one of my more emotional triggers, for sure, because you know, if you talk to me now versus who I was back then, I was a very positive person. And when I went into the hospital, even seeing my limbs decay before my eyes, I was like, okay, well, let's get this done so I can get back to school. But then it got worse, where it wasn't just like a couple fingers. Okay, now it's both hands. Okay, it's not just your toes. Oh, it's going to be your whole foot. Oh, both feet. It just kept getting worse and worse. And then it was solidified. And it's very heavy to take in that information. I was there with my mom and my sister when we were being told that, yeah, I'm going to have my limbs amputated. But it meant that I could survive and that I could live on. And we didn't know what it would look like. And I'm really grateful to, you know, in so many different ways. I'm grateful that I was able to survive. And I'm grateful that I'm able to share my story and that I'm able to live on in a very creative, independent way. So, yeah, it's been interesting for sure.
And Jamie, not to get too far off track, but I've done a lot of shows with Challenge Athletes Foundation, and Operation Rebound and a lot of people who were amputees. And you actually are not only an advocate for meningitis, but you're a gold medal cyclist through this.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Yeah, of course. So when I got sick, I was just a commuter on UT campus in Austin, Texas. Sorry, my AC unit is going off and it's very loud. You know, that New York AC unit life. But yeah, so when I got sick, I didn't think I would be on my bicycle ever again. I really didn't. And then there was a guy who was my physical therapist, and he encouraged me to, yeah, pursue it. And so the numbers are, in 2008, I got sick. 2009, I learned how to walk. And then in 2010, I got on my bicycle for the first time. And then in 2011, I was internationally acclaimed and was able to win a gold medal at the U.S. National Championships. So, yeah, very crazy and very exciting. I still ride every day, not competitively in the cycling world, but actually competitively in the rock climbing world. I'm actually on the U.S. rock climbing team. So I surprise myself all the time, not just you guys, but myself too.
Absolutely. And Dr. Malofsky, this story from Jamie is incredible. And sadly, it's not the story that some people will be telling, because they will lose the person in their life to meningitis. So this does remind us how serious this disease can be. As we hear Jamie talking, how common is it for survivors to experience lifelong complications?
About 1 in 5 of the survivors will have a major life-altering complication like an amputation, but hearing loss or permanent neurologic damage are also on that list.
Right now, folks, we're talking about meningococcal disease, why awareness matters, and hearing an incredible story of resilience from survivor Jamie, along with insights from pediatrician Dr. Michael Malofsky. When we come back, we're going to hear from Jamie's mother, Patsy, about what this experience was like for her family and discuss what parents and caregivers can do to help protect their teens. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
extra hard all day. He finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Today we're talking with Dr. Michael Milovsky, Jamie, and Jamie's mother, Patsy, about meningococcal disease, an uncommon but potentially devastating illness that parents should know about as another school year begins. Patsy, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Well, thank you for having me. So let me give you a little story when it came to Jamie and her being diagnosed with meningococcal disease. So Jamie's my youngest of four. I'm a very proactive mother in making sure my children had the vaccinations they need with their pediatricians. And so we're off to college, and that certainly was one that just slipped on my radar. So getting that call from the hospital saying that you need to get to the hospital ASAP because your daughter is here fighting this horrible, deadly disease, potentially deadly disease called meningococcal. And of course, that word was never in our vocabulary. We didn't really know. Jamie's my youngest of four. Why the other ones were okay, and Jamie all of a sudden. So it's anybody, anywhere, anytime. And Jamie wasn't even living in a dorm, although she was attending at a huge university with tens of thousands of students. You know, actors like little ants in the big pile just running through 40 acres, you know. So, yeah, getting that call, listening to Jamie tell her story and having to constantly relive it. And as a family, it's, yeah, we, with a lot of tough love, even for Jamie, but she was resilient. She was ready to move on with her life, whatever that looked like. And we're continued to be so proud of her. But we are certainly here today to talk about this campaign through GSK and this amazing health initiative. The campaign is called AskToBeSure.com. So what it does is it gives parents an opportunity to go to this website and do their own little research and inform themselves, educate themselves before they go to their teen's doctor. So again, now July, August, everybody's prepping and checking off their to-do list for school, whatever it looks like, if you're a junior, senior in high school, or you're going off to college. Get informed on this website, a lot of good, you know, Q&As on there, and take that to your doctor, get educated, and find the right questions for them. AskToBeSure.com.
Patsy, one of the pillars of the Mark White Show is people who are willing to share their stories and step out of their comfort zones and become advocates for missions like this. And you've chosen to tell your family story publicly, and I know that's not easy. Why was it important for you to become an advocate, Patsy?
Well, I started meeting more parents that unfortunately had lost a child to meningococcal disease. And it just blew my mind. I mean, that was the big question. Why is this not reaching other parents? Certainly didn't reach me. So I took that opportunity along with Jamie and the rest of our family to start educating and informing other parents. I mean, for Jamie, it happened, you know, many years ago, but to this day, I hear very sad stories of children dying from meningococcal disease, and it doesn't need to be that way. So it is, you know, with heavy heart that we hear these stories, but it's also, it is our passion to, if we can reach that one family, and then somebody comes to me and says, it's because of you that we went and, you know, got this vaccination, then we know that what we're doing is on the right path. So we feel very good about it.
Jamie, when you meet students, parents, or community groups, what do you hope they remember most after hearing your story?
You know, when it comes to people who hear my story and how they, and what they remember, I think they'll realize that, like, oh,
I mean, I can't tell you enough how many times people will say, oh, I had no idea meningitis could do that. And I say, me neither. I had no idea. And I think if there's anything I would want people to retain or get from this message is I don't want that to happen to me and that there are options out there that can help prevent this. And so that's what we're encouraging. You can definitely check out the website, ask to be sure with the number 2 and the letter B, but also just talk to your doctors about what's out there and what can help prevent this. And so, yeah, I mean, I just don't want anyone to think, oh, this won't happen to me. But what if it did? And you have the opportunity to help protect yourself. I wish I did. So take it from me as someone who was lucky enough to survive, but wish they had the information before.
Dr. Malofsky, one thing that surprises many parents may be that their teenager may have received one meningitis vaccine years ago, but may not realize that there are additional vaccines that should be discussed with their healthcare provider. Can you explain that?
Yes, there are different meningitis vaccinations available. So your teen may have been vaccinated against one, but not the other. So for instance, there's the vaccine. There is a vaccine series against meningitis A, C, W, and Y. But they could also be missing vaccination against meningitis B. And both are really important. And it can be confusing to know if your teen's been vaccinated about which bacterial meningitis vaccine they may have already gotten and if they received the recommended follow-up doses. So it's important to ask your teen doctor. That's why that conversation is so important. And it's even more important for parents to be informed and proactive so they can be the ones to start the conversation. When you go to your teen doctor, there's so much to discuss and so many things that you want to sometimes get through that this can maybe get lost in the shuffle. So you shouldn't let it by educating yourself and being proactive. And that's what the website asktobesure.com provides parents, the place to educate yourself and understand what you need to know about bacterial meningitis, meningococcal disease, and vaccinations.
And doctor, parents right now are already scheduling sports physicals and annual checkups before school starts. So it might be a really good window right now to have those vaccination conversations.
This is the best window. And for all teens of all ages, young adults of all ages, but I'm going to highlight, especially if your teen is getting ready in the next year to transition to college or the military or some group setting away from home, it's especially important for those parents.
And how about for parents and caregivers listening today, what's maybe the biggest misconception you wish could be cleared up about meningococcal disease?
That it doesn't happen anymore, that my child isn't at risk because they're healthy. So why should I have to worry about this? And mostly it's that knowledge gap that there's also something that parents can do that can help prevent this.
Jamie, what gives you hope today?
Life. Life gives me hope. Hope gives me hope. You know, the willingness to be good civilians and want to take care of each other and ourselves gives me, you know, makes me feel more alive than most situations, I would say. But yeah, I mean, I was able to overcome a lot and I'm really grateful that I'm able to share my story, as I mentioned before, and, you know, to keep doing this life the way that I like it. And I'm glad that meningitis didn't stop me from doing that.
In our final minute, Patsy, if you could sit down with every parent of a teenager just for a minute, what would you tell them today?
Well, if it's in the context of meningococcal disease, I'm going to tell them to talk to their teen doctor, get informed, get educated. As a parent, I'm very lucky that I have my daughter, that she survived this uncommon but, you know, deadly, devastating disease. Not always the case. So, yeah, I mean, just as a parent, don't, like Jamie said, don't underestimate what is out there. It was pretty scary. That was a very scary time for all of us, you know. So I don't want other parents to have to go through what we went through.
And Dr. Malofsky, let's get the information out there one more time for people who want to learn more and have those informed conversations with their child's healthcare provider.
Yes, you want to go to asktobesure.com, ask number two, letter B, sure, S-U-R-E.com.
Dr. Michael Malobsky, Jamie, and Patsy, thank you all for taking time to join me here on the Mark White Show to share about this very important subject. I know that we have reached some people today who are going to make some big steps in helping their young people.
Yes, thank you for having us. We appreciate having us.
I appreciate the courage in sharing such a personal journey as Jamie has done, and I appreciate Patsy for stepping up to help families learn through her family's experience, and Dr. Malobsky for helping us better understand this disease and why awareness matters so much. As we prepare for another school year, today's conversation reminds us that prevention often begins with simply asking questions and having conversations with trusted healthcare providers. If today's program encourages even one family to learn something new or have an important discussion with their doctor, this conversation has been well worth having. I appreciate each and every one of you joining us here on The Mark White Show today. Here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.